from last week, all cigarettes for sale in the UK must now be in plain packaging, with the cheapest packet costing £8.82. The idea behind the move is to reduce the number of people taking up smoking by making it less appealing to children and young people. But do smokers cost the NHS more, considering how much money they actually pay back on tax on cigarettes? Well, earlier I was joined by commentators Martin Dobney and Heidi McAlpin, and I began by asking Heidi what she thought.
Well, I think it's more than just whether the Treasury gets more money in than it costs the NHS to treat people who are smoking, which, by the way, is a figure that is highly debatable, because there's lots of offshoot factors regarding smoking, like people wasting their time on smoke breaks or being unproductive at work or taking time off from work because they have a smoking-related illness. But the bottom line is that smokers are willfully harming themselves, yet they expect the NHS to be there free of charge when they need treatment. And that clogs up the queue, the system, for other people who are leading as healthy a life as they can.
Yeah, but they're not leading perfect lives, are they? So we all damage ourselves in different ways.
Well, two wrongs don't make a right. I mean, people are obese through overeating. People don't do enough exercise. There are plenty of government initiatives and campaigns and schemes to help people overcome all these issues in our 21st century society. And it's up to them to take the initiative, to have the willpower, and to help themselves be more healthy and have less, put less strain on the health service.
Martin?
Well, I mean, if we remove the moral argument from this, you know, what good and what's right for us and society, and we reduce this down to, you know, human beings as customers of the NHS, which we all are, your caller is correct to say that there is a higher cost to the country. About £10 billion a year in lost productivity, fires, as well as the £6 billion NHS. But there's a £12 billion tobacco duty coming in. So there's a sound business argument to be made for the fact that smokers pay as they go. And then we need to factor in the fact that smokers typically live 10 years longer. And the burden they place upon the NHS, the most expensive care is the end-of-life care, a great proportion of which are non-smokers. And then there's the reduced burden of pensions. So the 78,000 people that died of smoking last year will end up costing the country over £8 billion less over their lifetimes if they hadn't smoked. And that there are a whole raft of studies to show that the cost of healthcare provision for a society increases if they were to all stop smoking.
You just said their smokers live 10 years longer.
No, sorry, I mean, obviously, when they live 10 years less.
Yes.
So when they are living less, they are having a lot less expensive end-of-life care, which is the most expensive healthcare of them all. So there is a sound argument to say that smokers are actually cheaper for the country in the long run.
Well, I mean, I'm all about balancing books and, you know, focusing on facts. But it really is quite macabre to say that it's better to smoke because you'll die younger and then you'll be less of a burden on society and the NHS. I mean, these are human beings we're talking about. Surely you want people to have a healthy life and be productive. Even whenever you're older, you can be productive by being a volunteer in the community, by helping with grandchildren's care, by having a happy life yourself, by spending money in the economy, travelling around, you know, enjoying your later life. It's not about...
I agree. I'm not here to say smoking is a good idea. I'm not here to say smoking is a healthy lifestyle choice or we should give cigarettes out in the NHS to keep the population down. Of course, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, if we take this back to the pure numbers, and incidentally, getting back to the idea of plain packaging, it simply doesn't work. Where that's been introduced in Australia, we actually saw an upturn in smoking because manufacturers who could no longer compete with their own brands or their kind of packaging, they went into a price war. And so cigarette sales went up, and they only went down when the government increased tax. And that's the only thing that's ever decreased smoking in Britain. We have the lowest smoking rates of all time, yet we have the highest taxable revenue of all time because less people smoke but pay more for the privilege. And that's the thing with addiction. You know, what's right and what's proper doesn't work to an addict. They will keep on smoking if they can afford it.
This tax is a cynical way of raising revenue because it is playing on people's loyalty slash addiction to the dreaded weed. I mean, the other issue to consider as well is that celebrities who smoke encourage the younger generations to take it up, thinking it's cool. And girls smoke more than ever, even compared with boys, young girls and young boys. But, I mean, this needs to have a root and branch change. And, you know, it's unhygienic, it's antisocial. Littering plays a big part in it as well, the whole passive smoking housing issue. You know, so lots of things play into this. The bottom line is that people know that this is a habit that kills. There's a direct correlation here now, and nobody's arguing that there isn't. So, I mean, these tobacco companies that pay a lot of revenue as well and tax themselves, it's almost like a guilt tax just to keep going because they know they've got people by the throat.
Well, they have, but if we, again, look to the figures, you know, we need smoking, you know, as a $12 billion loss to the...
I disagree.
Well, it would be a huge loss to the coffers of the Treasury. And secondly, you know, as people started to live longer, the health burden on the NHS will be greatly increased. All the estimates globally show us there'll be about a 7% increase within 15 years. Now, working at current figures, that's about an extra £12 billion per year.
Why don't we then stop looking for cures for cancer or dementia and Alzheimer's and all other things that kill people? The difference with smoking, I believe as well, is that it does have a knock-on effect in society. It is hugely unhygienic and antisocial, and people who choose not to smoke have to suffer their colleagues not working the same amount of hours as them because they're not having smoke breaks or having to inhale smoke. I mean, remember whenever smoking was banned in the public places and social places, people were going up in arms about it. Oh, this is terrible. The smokers have a right to smoke. But nowadays, if you went in anywhere abroad that didn't have a smoking ban, you would be disgusted. And we had to live through that for decades before that came into play.
Again, I'm not arguing that smoking is a good thing. What I'm saying is smoking is a necessity for society to pay the bills. You know, it's a huge part of taxable revenue. And if we all stop smoking tomorrow...
Well, let's get everyone addicted.
It's not a necessity, is it?
And then tax people for that. It's hugely cynical.
Yeah, it's not a necessity, Martin, is it?
It'll be a substantial shortfall that we would have to find from somewhere else. So, I mean, where would that money come from?
We'll find it from somewhere else.
Okay. Listen, really interesting. Thank you very much indeed. Martin and Heidi, thank you.